We actually did the rock thing. We did the hip hop thing, kind of went through the musical transitions that you go through. And then we found reggae, and reggae became this thing that seemed like bigger than other music because there was something about it that was not just a song. Like, it was a song with a purpose. And Bob Marley was the first one that we listened to, and we decided that's what we wanted to do.
Let's zero in on that. Reggae is made up of a lot of different styles. The part of Roots that is the uprising spirit is clearly the one that made the most impact with you, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, we love the love songs just as much as we love the songs about truth and right, but the ones that we've learned to love over the years are the ones that put us in countries like Brazil and countries like Venezuela and all these crazy places we go and these huge audiences. You know, the love songs are popular, but what's also popular is uniting people under one umbrella and stick with each other and feel good about helping one another. And that's become kind of like the focus of our band, is to write music that relates to people and hopefully pulls people together.
What are some of the real focal point issues that call to you?
See, we don't claim to have all the answers. All we claim to do is be honest enough with ourselves to actually look at the problems and question it. And during that process, hopefully we can come up with something better than the solutions that are out there right now. What it really is that we're kind of designed and programmed as the human race to be consumers, people who consume everything around us. And we're gonna have to come to a collective decision together as one human race if we wanna survive for a long period of time or if we wanna survive for a short period of time and just go crazy with the consumption. But no, it's like, it's something that we don't talk about, you know? So guns get pulled, wars get started, everything goes the way of big business.
How is DC? Your dad was some kind of contractor. That's what led to you being in Africa. Is that a government-related thing?
My dad actually was trying to do the right thing. He worked for the IMF, so International Monetary Fund. And when he started working for them, he believed he was an organization of people who were trying to save the world, right? I mean, they're taking people who are starving, and they're saying, we'll give you this amount of money and this business plan. And we'll. But I mean, when you look at the history of it, it rarely worked, and it got corrupted. But when I was there, his job was to kind of be a liaison. He was a representative for the IMF.
Wow, that's so interesting.
With Monrovia, Liberia. We were there involved in the election they were having. And that was like one of my first memories, is this war breaking out outside of the thing. And people always ask me if that's why I play reggae. Maybe not, maybe so. My whole life, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. Everybody's different. But in the same sense, we're all the same.
One thing that comes up over and over again is like island communities around the world embrace reggae. It's not necessarily a Jamaican thing. It's also an island thing.
I have a theory on why it's like that. I think that islands are really fought over by imperial countries. At least they were a couple hundred years ago. A little more recently than that in some cases, including this one. But islands are kind of like a prize, man. People treat them like that. You know, they show up in the boats and they steal them. So I think Jamaicans hit the nail on the head perfectly of what an island song is. You know, it's, hey, A, we're in paradise and this is perfect, but B, this asshole stole my land from me. And it's kind of a similar story. I mean, there's not many islands that don't have that story, you know? So it's like, sure, it's the good vibes, but I would feel the same way. Makes sense to me.
That's a fantastic...
Nail them and exploit them and make tons of money off of them and run people around and divert the water sources and change the climate, bring all their own plants and animals and kill all the plants and animals that were here. But it's still like the culture prevails somehow, you know? You can still feel the real Hawaii under the concrete and like see it in the people's eyes. So that's why I always thought they liked reggae.
Yeah, man. We don't like our invasive species, that's for sure. We got these little frogs, the coqui frogs. You ever heard those?
Rico, man. Yeah, those are from Puerto Rico.
Your dad retired, or is he still with the IMF?
He put up quite a fight, but he retired. And then he taught for like 6 years after he retired, which was really funny.
He must be very proud of you.
He loves it. He's probably my biggest fan. And he knows I talk a lot of shit. And he knows, you know, like my head and my mouth get all big and I just get crazy. But he always told me that was one of the cooler things that we had going on, is that we were so firmly rooted in what we believe. He digs out a lot about the band. Plus, he's a huge music fan.
Bet he's solid. Love to meet him someday. Hey, appreciate talking to you.
We're happy. And we're right where we want to be, so thanks for saying it.
You're welcome. Good luck. Aloha.
Stuck in a revolving door. You caught in our race for sure. Just look into your eyes. Look who we are. Sisyphus.